Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, May 31st, and this is episode 1566 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
Yeah, Will's not here today. He is off on his baby moon, and he'll be back next week, and Terry will be gone. It's the whole mess. Just me alone. Sadness. But we are going to take a topic that is kind of near and dear to Terry's heart, something that I do as well, which is what to do at Walt Disney World when you also have to work. So when you're not going on a true vacation, when it's not, hey, I'm gone for a week, it's, hey, a conference came to town, we're going to Orlando, or, hey, I happen to be a couple hours away, I'm going to Orlando, or, hey, I need to do a conference call still while I'm in the parks. What are some good locations? What's the best thing to do? And I do it. And that makes sense with Terry, because you're heading there pretty much for work.
Today.
As soon as the show is over.
Yeah, I'm taking a, was going to Uber, but I'm going to Lyft because they sent me a 50% off coupon.
Congratulations.
So for the whole week, I mean, using a Disney this week just to, because it's 50% off.
Yeah, that's nice.
So yeah, it's something I do a lot. And a lot of people give me a hard time because like, oh, you're at Disney all the time. Well, we take advantage of the opportunity and stack things on top of each other. And so we're, you know, I leave literally, I'll be at Hollywood Studios as the show's getting released probably. And it's one of those things that I think the great thing about Disney is, you know, there are people who make Disney a once in a lifetime. They go to Disney World. They, you know, grandma and grandpa come. But there are a lot of people who are in Orlando. Orlando is one of the biggest, I think it's the second largest convention city in the country, second to Vegas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that bring you to Central Florida. Either you're in town for Tampa, or, you know, Logan, you and I have flown into Tampa before and then we're like, hey, let's roll over to Orlando.
Right.
And so, you know, one of the things I like to do is, and this doesn't just apply to work. When my wife was getting her master's degree, she had to turn an assignment. So we would spend a couple hours.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was doing online college.
Yeah, she was doing online school and had a paper due. So I think Animal Kingdom Lodge is one of the best places when you've got work to do, because the lobby has a lot of like nooks and crannies and little cubby holes that a lot of them overlook the Savannah.
Yeah.
I do a lot of meetings when I'm in town at Animal Kingdom, just because I think it's a special place.
Even if you're not staying there, just saying, hey, meet me there.
Meet me there. We'll go have lunch, go get some coffee in Zebra Domes, or they have a bar. Sanaa, of course. I have a lot of meetings at Sanaa. It's just a great place to go. And, you know, we mentioned on the live show earlier today that, you know, Disney has beefed up Wi-Fi all over property.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's gotten a lot better than it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it used to be, you know.
Now, you stay on property more than I do, so how is it at the resorts? Because it used to be the resorts was pretty universally rough, and then inside the parks have now gotten good, but I haven't stayed in a resort in over a year.
They've progressively beefed them up. When they made the move from wired internet to wireless. Which took a while. And then, like, the next phase was, like, they moved to, like, you know, what we have here in the studio, those little, you know, white things that are, you know, mobile, lots of what's the access points?
Yeah.
You could tell they've definitely beefed those up. And pretty much, you can almost be on Wi-Fi anywhere on property.
Right. And it's free in the parks.
Yeah, it's free in the resorts.
It's free in the resorts.
Yeah.
So that's a big perk. So if you needed to upload something, or if you needed to do a live chat, obviously that. What about in the parks? What places do you go to if you know you have to take a call that's business, or you know that you find a place? Is there anywhere we can go through the different parks? Anywhere specifically?
So at Magic Kingdom, I normally go to the island.
Okay, that's a good one. I didn't think about that.
The island, particularly, there's a used
Tom
to be
Sawyer
a,
Island. Yeah.
Tom Sawyer Island. There used to be a like ice cream shop that's hardly ever open.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it open in years, but they have tables and it's covered. You know, I've pulled out a laptop there and worked before, an iPad and worked there before. Let's think Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, for me, Magic Kingdom, I've taken a lot of calls and just trying to think about this. Even though it's on Main Street, one of those random, like by the Silhouettes, Like, mm-hmm. like when you walk in the main street on your right, there's a couple of those like little side yes, streets absolutely. That no one goes to ever.
There's one that's by the glass blowing place.
Yeah.
That little
thing there.
Yeah. A lot of times. Grab a Starbucks and head in that corner.
If you're there late, was that random place that we did on Liberty? Like, we sat in those rocking chairs over in Liberty Square.
Like one of the porches of like the facades has rocking chairs in it. And Logan and I were just like,
we camped out there for a little while.
We were just killing time. Like, let's just sit for a second.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's probably a good spot. Trying to think if there's anywhere specifically else at Magic Kingdom that I would suggest a good place to. Either, like I said, you could sit down and get worked on or take a call. Or is it too loud?
The train station up top.
At the lobby area of the train station.
Yeah, like up top, kind of overlooking is a good place to. You know, calls are a little different than working.
Yeah.
You know, the calls, you really have to get creative. A lot of times when you're on a conference call, you're going to like say three sentences and just listen to others.
Yeah, you're monitoring the mute button for a while.
Basically. And so, you know, obviously at a theme park, you're going to have a hard time like giving people the illusion of
But emergencies happen. Like, some people may even know you're there.
Right, yes.
But it's also like finding a place that's quiet, even if people know. You're not saying the illusion that you're not at Walt Disney World. It's more the, where can you go?
Where can you go to get
it? It works.
You know, and guys, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a lot of people who work.
Yeah.
If you're at Disney, maybe present with your family, but also I'm realistic to know that sometimes you got to get an hour or two of work in, or especially if you're in the middle of a big project.
Yeah, like you said, or school or whatever it is. I mean,
sometimes
there's a lot
things
of people,
don't
stop. Homeschooling.
Yeah.
Some of those people go, if you have homeschooled kids, a lot of people travel with their kids during the not peak times, and you still have to get your schoolwork done.
Absolutely. Got to go on that Epcot field trip.
Yeah.
So let's go to Epcot because I mentioned Epcot. Obviously, if you're a DVC member, the DVC Lounge is a fantastic place to get some work done. I'm preferential to, depending on how long you need to be productive, I would highly recommend La Cava or the wine bar in Italy.
Oh, La Cava's pretty loud. It gets pretty crazy in there.
Well, it depends on the day of the week, right?
Okay, true.
You know, a middle of the week, La Cava is going to be pretty chill. The wine bar in Italy is normally really calm.
Yes.
And if you're looking for places to, you know, kind of...
Anywhere in Morocco. Tangerine Cafe would probably be pretty good.
If you're around the schedule in England when the band's not playing, that area kind of behind the tea shop or where the Beatles used to...
The British invasion-ish. Yeah, the British Revolution, I think is what it is now.
You know, if you just kind of want a place to kind of wander around the Victoria Gardens in Canada.
Sneak into the Odyssey.
Yeah.
That's sometimes it's open, though. You never know. So there's bathroom areas in there. There's also some areas in those places if you need to not necessarily sit down, but need just a place for quiet for a second to work. Which I think where else would be good at
you know, there's two kinds of work, right? You need to open a laptop or you need to open an iPad. Or do you need to be like on the phone?
Right.
Those are different kind of...
Yeah. Or just focus. You need to be able to focus on something and not be able to do it. So I think those were probably good Epcot ones. Like I said, I would probably put... or actually, you know what would be good is the American Adventure. There's all that outdoor seating.
Oh, yeah.
To like the left of that restaurant
mm-hmm.
that is always open.
Yep.
I've been there at the busiest times of the year. And there's always tables open. If you need to actually, like I said, you get your laptop out, something like that, that could be a good spot. I've never really used the Wi-Fi there on an actual computer. I've never taken a laptop in. Is that okay? Are they cool with that?
Yeah.
For
I've
now,
taken
at least?
My iPad in.
Yeah.
I think I've taken my laptop in one time to write in Disneyland.
Yeah.
And nobody said.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it may be changing, you know, as security changes, so keep a lookout on that. But as for now, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think Disney...
You can do 99% of what you need on your phone.
Yeah, I mean, the phone is becoming more and more... I find myself getting later in the day some days before even in real life.
Just, oh, yeah, I do too.
It's just like, well, I need to edit something. Okay, I'll open it, but if it's not graphical or audio, I tend to not open my computer for long periods of time.
So Hollywood Studios?
Hollywood Studios is a bit of a... I would have said the writer's shop was one of my favorite getaways, but it's more.
What about back between like Mama Melrose and I feel like I don't think there's tables over there. But
ooh,
like
the
that
second
area,
floor at Pizza Rizzo's.
Something in that whole area is usually a little bit on the DL.
Yep.
You can kind of find some spaces there.
You can sit outside on the second floor of Pizza Rizzo's. A buddy of mine says he used to always work at the bar at Brown Derby. The lounges are another good place where you can kind of duck in. And, you know, I mean, I recommend the wine bar in Italy.
Yeah, I want to go to the Brown Derby bar right now. But unfortunately, you're going and I'm not. I'm stuck here in Tennessee. You're heading to Florida.
Where it's the hottest I've ever seen it early in the year. It's like 95, 98.
Yeah. It was in the 90s when I was there a few, like a month ago. I mean, it was crazy. Like, it's been unseasonably warm already everywhere. Oh, yeah, man. You're not kidding. 95 today. It cools down a little bit over the week, but not too much.
Yeah.
And, all right, so Hollywood Studios, until Star Wars Land is built, which will be crazy town everywhere, maybe those spots. I'm trying to think if there's anywhere else that would be a
anywhere there's eating, if you go there during the off-season, off-time, right? If you go to, you know, the area over by, whatever that eating area is over by Star Tours.
Yeah, Backlot Express.
Backlot Express.
My son and I were there a few months ago.
At 2 o'clock, you're going to be fine.
It was pretty silent in there, almost eerily so. You'll hear the Jedi Training Academy. That's about it going on. But definitely a lot of nooks and crannies, weirdly, in that one, too. It has a lot of, like, kind of the ways it kind of turns around. Everything's not all out in the open.
Those are the only ones I can think of. It would be
everything else is
Brown
too crazy.
Derby Bar. Yeah. You know, you're going to have a hard time during peak times. But a lot of times when you want to be with your family at lunch, right? So you want to, at 2 o'clock, get away while the kids are taking a nap.
You can go into a quick service, grab a drink.
Yeah.
Sit down. It's not like they're going to care. If you order something, you're fine.
Or if you don't order anything, they really...
Sometimes it depends. Sometimes you can't get in. Like at Cosmic Rays, a lot of times they won't let you into the seating area. Like you walk in now and go through a line that then takes you to the... I mean, I guess if you got to the end of the line and said, I'm not ordering, what are they going to do? Hmm. But you do have to like often go on a busy time. You have to go through the line, which then leads you to the seating area.
I've never actually ordered anything at Cosmic Rays. I always go in the side door and sit down.
Yeah, no, the side door's kind of changed some. And like they now have roped off like where Sunny Eclipse is.
Yeah.
And maybe my son dunked underneath there. And I
normally
like,
go in that door right by Sunny Eclipse.
That's
and go in there.
Yeah. Huh. And they've kind of changed some of that protocol.
You know, even Sunny Eclipse has to beef up security in these times.
Exactly. all right. So then what Animal Kingdom. A lot of actually quiet spots in Animal Kingdom if you're looking for.
Oh, absolutely. I like behind the Tree of Life.
Yeah, or over by where you can get the Adult Whip. I forget what that's called.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
that whole seating area.
Absolutely. The outside.
By, like, if you're heading towards the safari, to the left would be Tusker House.
Yeah.
To the right is
the
that
Tusker
stand.
House lounge area. Yeah. That for sure.
And to the right, there's this whole like seating area. It's kind of behind a little gate that is for people that are using quick service. And again, not during the peak times. It's fairly quiet. My wife just jumped in. We're talking about working at Walt Disney World. This is the third appearance you've made in 3 weeks. It's okay.
Are you live?
No.
No, we're just recording.
Why are you recording in here?
Because it's
we were
easier.
Here.
Say hi. You're on though. Say hello.
Oh, hi. Hello.
I'm not editing this, so it's fine. So if you were to find quiet spots in Walt Disney World to get some work done quickly, either send you write an email or a phone call, whatever, where any ones that pop to mind.
I'm sorry. Wait, repeat the question.
Talk into the microphone or go sit over there.
What was the question?
Like we're talking about if you had to work in the parks, if you have to get away and do some or school work or if you have office work or place a call, quiet spots and like that.
Oh.
We've had good ones, so we were prepped though.
In the park.
In the park or in a resort, but yeah, we were talking about in the parks. We were right now at Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
I don't know enough about Animal Kingdom.
Well, you could go anywhere.
To do that.
Since you're here, you can break the rules.
I'm sorry. I wasn't planning on being on your show. I just wanted to say hi.
Hey. Are you done?
No, I'm just starting. Okay. I'm about to go in there now.
Well, we'll be done in a few minutes.
Okay.
If you don't have anything you'd want to share.
I don't know where I would do work in a park. I don't go to a park when I have to do work.
Well, you had to, though, with some of your college stuff. Did a lot of that, though, the hotels.
A lot of hotels, because I did a lot of it in the hotels, because we have a child, and I had to wait until after they went to sleep. My pick would probably be around a pool, where you have good Wi-Fi and an adult beverage.
See, Amanda knows. See, we didn't say Amanda that. Knows how to work a pool and with proper. It's about accessories, is what it's about. And Amanda just walked in with the best hybrid Mickey Mouse ear Princess Leia hair bun situation.
Getting ready for workout.
So.
Oh no, it's okay.
One day Amanda's just going to be a regular on the show.
Yeah, she's on every day. It's fine. Animal Kingdom. Where else are we missing? Missing somewhere else? Have we covered all four parks already?
You know, someplace that I've randomly sat down to reply to emails one time. I've gotten on the during the rain. I've gotten on the Rafiki's Planet Watch train.
Oh yeah, the little train.
And just sat there and worked. I've done that at Magic Kingdom too. Just that's a good place if you're sitting.
They're not going to kick you off.
Scenery's changing. They're not going to kick you off.
There's
always a constant breeze. If you
does the Rafiki train do they exit? Do they make everyone get off?
Nope.
You literally can just keep going.
Keep going.
So there you go.
Same thing with Magic Kingdom or Disneyland or wherever there's a train. They just keep going.
The Magic Kingdom train, I've learned, it can get hot though, real fast. You think like, oh, it's going to be great. And you're like, this needs to move about 5 miles an hour more.
Yeah.
Because I'm sweating. You do sort of lose, if you're trying to like handle something quickly, you do lose some of your Wi-Fi coverage and cell coverage and some of the attractions. So
yeah.
Make sure to be aware of that. Don't be like, oh, well, I got a line for 2 hours. I'll be fine. It's like, no, like if you're going to the Haunted Mansion.
A lot of the Pandora attractions.
You lose it.
Because of the number. And a lot of times it's the amount of metal that's in the building.
Yeah.
That'll cause that.
Or the amount of people that are there also. That's the thing.
Oh,
how many people are trying to access the Wi-Fi in that small period right now? Because, like you said, this was crazy as Pandora did open. And our first real coverage of Pandora will be next week when Terry gets back. Our next episode Terry's on, we'll finally get to hear what it's like. I've kept myself pretty spoiler-free. But I hope you guys entertained. They did announce a couple new restaurants, if we're off of this part, at Disney Springs today. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not see that.
Let me pull up the official release of what it is. One of them is a new Wolfgang Puck's.
Oh.
Not the same spot, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah. I know they basically made a plea to all of those restaurants that it was basically move it or lose it. In other words, either update your joint or we're going to bulldoze it.
Yeah.
I'm
going to pull this release up. It'll take me just a second to find, because I think there was three new restaurants announced at Disney Springs. It was this morning when we're recording this. Let me see here. Cover for me, Terry.
Well, Logan's looking that up. Let's keep talking about some other resort places that I've worked, I'd like to work. Obviously, we mentioned Disney Springs. We're about to talk about new dining opportunities at Disney Springs.
I got it now.
But Disney Springs has the Hangar Bar is a great hang. Little bump. If you want to sit, they have the outside and the inside.
Yeah. Indiana Jones.
You know, the beauty of Disney is if you do work, especially if you do any kind of creative work, I mean, if you're lucky enough to be able to have some freedom with your job, Disney's a great place to go and be inspired. I tend to go to Disney, you know, and a lot of ideas, I begin to immediately, maybe just because I feel deeply connected to Walt and what he did. I feel inspired to do something every time I go.
I would throw in there for resorts-wise, just thought about this. The Grand Floridian, not during check-in time.
Yes.
Or breakfast time when people are leaving. Just like when people are at the parks, it's not really nice and calm. They usually have the...
Or not during holidays.
Yeah. Just like hit or miss, but it's another spot that can be calm.
Yes.
And there's some areas out there on the water which are really nice.
Yeah.
Same with Polynesian. Polynesian's a little bit more corporate feeling inside now. Doesn't maybe have that much of the lounge kind of feeling.
But
the Grand Floridian still kind of has that lounge.
If you go upstairs on the second floor.
Yeah.
Outside of Ohana.
Pretty loud,
lunch.
Though. Yeah.
I think I think Amanda mentioned the pool. If you want to get out of the park and bust over to, you know, you can't get to the pool area, but you can go sit at Trader Sam's area.
Yeah,
or the area by the Pineapple Lanai.
The New Wilderness thing. The Whispering Point. It'd be great. I don't think it's Whispering Point. Whatever it's called. Canyon, whatever.
Geyser Point. When I was there last time, there was several guys with their laptops.
Yeah, same here. That's
a
great
spot.
It is a little bit busy during times.
And that lobby
loud.
Is another.
Yeah.
If you're
sit by the fire,
sit by the wintertime, sit by the fire, sit over by the spring. It's another fantastic one.
All right, here are the new openings coming to Disney Springs, and Terry hasn't heard these yet because it happened while we were broadcasting earlier today. So let's see what your things are. So there is this fall, Chicago-based Levy's Restaurants introducing a new Italian concept with James Beard Award winner and top chef, Master Chef Tony Montanu, something like that, leading development. The new restaurant replaces Portobello.
The Portobello replacement, yeah.
It will be inspired dishes from his adventures in Italy. It is called, does it not have what this thing is called?
I knew that was coming because the lady from Levy's actually took me to Portobello and said, this is going away, but we're putting something very similar back in its place.
Yeah, weirdly, it doesn't say, replaces it, and will feature dishes inspired, but they don't...
Yeah, give it a name, yeah.
They don't have a name, it looks like, for that one. The Edison we've known about, so that's something they just said is that's coming soon. Aleo, or J-A-L-E-O, is coming, a concept by world-renowned chef Jose Andres from Think Food Group, will open on the west side.
West side.
It has 5 locations already in the United States and Mexico City. And it's contemporary Spanish and traditional cuisine. Tapas and such on. So some stuff added to the west side. I like seeing the west side getting some love.
I was going to say, while we're on the west side, I think the west side is about to get...
An overhaul? I hope so.
I mean, obviously, NBA...
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming.
Love it or leave it. It's fine. But you know,
and
it's,
then
Disney Quest is
Cirque
gone.
Is... There's something coming to replace it. I think what they're going to do, literally...
Is a new show. New Cirque show.
A new Cirque show. They're just going to expand the West Side, I think. The West Side's about to get...
Yeah, there were some people who were like, it doesn't seem like Cirque is going away, period. But the way the press release read for that was, we look forward to announcing new plans with Disney and Cirque's long-time relationship. So I don't know why people would think that. I think you're just finally getting a new show in there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's something like a themed show, like we mentioned before, a Disney-themed show or Avatar or something that's more specific to what they're doing there. And also, a new Wolfgang Puck concept will open in a new location in Town Center, Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill, which will modernize the traditional bar and grill concept. Yada, yada, yada. Farmhouse traditional restaurant will capture the essence of a laid-back California dining made popular by Puck at Spago, his flagship restaurant in L.A. So it sounds like Spago light with Mediterranean influences.
Which is kind of what's upstairs at Wolfgang Puck's, because there's actually 3 restaurants.
To-go, Express One. And then there's the...
An upper...
Yeah, I haven't been to them a long time, but I've been to all 3. Always the food was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely did not...
I regularly, when we had the Express here, we were regulars there when we had one in Franklin.
Yeah, I always enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was always great. I think they got outleased. So back to our show topic, I think obviously the first place you look is the lobby, if you need a place to work.
Yeah.
You know, the contemporary lobby, all the deluxe resorts... have great lobby situations. I've definitely, you know, all the monorail resorts, I think, are a great... If your family's in the Magic Kingdom and you can't find... If you need a quieter place, hop on the monorail, hop on a boat. And I've done that before. I've taken...
Just taking transportation?
I've taken the boat from Epcot to Hollywood Studios and used that 40 minutes to get work done if I'm there alone.
Trying to think of another spot. Also... Well, you started thinking more. Another surprise thing happened this week was the projection show. We talked about this on the Patreon show, which is a new Disney Movie Magic, which premiered on, was it over the week or Friday? It premiered Friday. It's a new show at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I've kind of hinted that this thing was coming, that there'd be a second projection show. Also, what premiered was the new Disney Pixar symphony show, which looks amazing. It looks like something I've always wanted them to do, a live symphony performing the great music of Pixar live. Great idea. I applaud them. Not a cheap production. They got to hire pretty much a little quarter symphony. Sounds like something I'll go to every time. I love that idea. Just think it's perfect.
Yeah, we've got reservations at Brown Derby to be able to go have the reserve seating.
Well, there's just so few places on property where you can hear like that kind of live music. Actually, we'll probably say that's it. I mean, yes, there are bands and there's stuff like that. There's never a symphony performing live.
Unless it's Candlelight.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Continually.
So I hope they keep it.
I hope they do too.
I love what they're doing right now at Hollywood Studios with adding these little extra things.
Yeah. And Hollywooding it up. Like,
Hollywooding
that's perfect
it up.
For the theme.
And I really hope that this inspires them to keep that Hollywood.
Yeah. And the new production show led by a friend of the show and a friend of mine, J. Michael Roddy, really pushes that old Hollywood vibe. They actually mentioned that in the opening. You say here something like, this is a tribute to the Hollywood that was in the Hollywood that never was, or something like that. And you see clips from a lot of the classic Disney movies, live act. It's all about live action. So it's from Mary Poppins to
live action,
The Rocketeer, to all the way up to now to the newest releases with the new Pirates and Guardians. You see a lot of that. And also, that's one of the big things is Guardians and Doctor Strange fully featured in this. So 2 Marvel properties heavily featured. 2 that have been exploited before within the parks.
Is it just projection, or is it projection and fireworks?
Just projection for now, is what I've been told. It ends, spoiler, skip 20 seconds, it ends with the Disney logo that happens at the beginning of the movie. So you see like the castle, the fireworks going off, but no fireworks accompany it. It's just projected fireworks on the side, which then is followed by the Star Wars show with real fireworks. I think that'll change. I think they were still kind of in technical rehearsal. I've watched the show though online because I want to spoil it for myself, and I think it's beautiful. I think it's great. Again, like I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but they even go into Tron. I know I mentioned before that I thought the Disney parks wouldn't really embrace Tron, but now I think I'm wrong. I think that the fact that they spent a good bit of portion on this film on Tron got me excited about.
I feel like
that's putting an Easter egg into what could come.
I feel like all we need to do right now is just have you mention something, and I feel like
it'll be wrong.
Wrong, and it's going to come about because the Tron coaster has been boiling up again. This time at the Universe of Energy.
Yeah, which I said.
Which I kind of like that.
And it's funny because I was like, I feel like we should hear something by now if that's going to happen. And of course, we heard about like the next day.
You know what would be awesome in my head? It would be. I know this sounds weirdly uneducational, but you and I have always talked about. I loved arcades back in the day. It would be really cool if you really got to go almost into Tron through the arcade. If that was like, there were kind of arcade games that you could play, and there was a true, you walked into that in the first movie, and then you ended up in.
Yeah, that'd be really neat.
That'd be really fun. I hope that happens.
Ralph in there. Be good. I think so. That's cool.
I mean, basically, from what I understand, the ride vehicle is very, very similar between that and the ride of the Flight of the Na'vi.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a roller, like a motorcycle.
Yeah, I think it's the same.
Cool. Well, we hope to see it. We hope to see it come. And I've always wanted them to have more Tron in the parks. I just kind of didn't believe it until I saw it. This amazing presentation that Disney put on at Hollywood Studios. And again, very few of those projection shows, I feel like, are. I haven't seen the new Wishes, the Happily Ever After. But watching this one gave me great hope for Hollywood Studios in general, beyond Star Wars. And a lot of people are like, it's just Star Wars. Well, I think this is kind of putting a stake in the ground saying, no, it's not. It's going to be a big portion of this park, sure. But it's not going to be the whole thing.
And
I still feel like there's
another element coming to Hollywood Studios.
You're right.
I think the amount of things that are being torn down versus the land available versus the utter chaos that's everywhere in that area.
Yeah.
Either they're really doubling down on another parking lot, or there is going to be a lot of room for
something else.
Yeah. Which, and I really hope they don't tell me. I hope they just universal me. I did with a show and like, oh.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We said Toy Story. We said, we got this really cool Monsters U roller coaster that's happened to be popping up.
Right. And that's exactly what they did this past weekend. And even my friends who are in the parks community there every day, I've had some inside information. I texted them and said, you're going to want to be down there at 9 o'clock tonight. Just trust me. And then all of a sudden it kind of got out there. I wasn't told I couldn't tell people. They announced it within the parks. Hey, tonight at 9 o'clock, come see it. And they're like, why didn't they advertise it? Well, that's pretty cool. And it's pretty cool to see something just pop up and then do it.
Yeah.
Instead of this big hoopla, it made it a lot more exciting, a lot more fun. I think you're right.
Yeah.
The only thing we see with Universal doing that now is they're doing the opposite of what they I feel like has been their trademark, which is what they've done with Mario and Nintendo Land, which has been this announcement, and then just trickle.
And Universal's really gotten into announcing hotel properties. They're really
– Oh, yeah, lots of hotels.
Yeah, I mean, they're
more
definitely
– And Volcano Bay obviously opened up with a lot of
technical. I guess that's all that's going in Wet n' Wild is just hotel property.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think so. And they opened up with a lot of technical issues, but I've heard it was an amazing place to go. So
we talked about work. Let's talk about a little fun before we wrap up this episode, because we just don't want this to be just, about just working. I know a lot of times even you just did your last trip was kind of like you went to Orlando, you went to Central Florida to go to not – the parks.
No.
You went because
of WrestleMania.
WrestleMania was there, and you tagged the parks on. So I know we have a lot of listeners who listen to the show who I believe do that as well. They plan something else. How do you go about planning that trip differently from when you're like all in a Disney trip? Are there any things that you need to do that you can think of?
You have to be mentally really prepared for it. Like, if I wasn't mentally prepared for not going to the parks, I think I've been pretty disappointed in the fact that I only spent about a day and a half in the parks. And I even still was a little disappointed then because I couldn't believe that I spent almost a week there and barely made it into the parks. But it wasn't the reason I was there. But as a hardcore Disney fan, it was like, I can't believe I didn't even get to walk into Hollywood Studios or Animal Kingdom. I just really got to go to the Magic Kingdom.
But you were also there during spring break.
Spring break. It was WrestleMania. 100,000 people ascended upon it. It was crazy. And But it really wasn't about that. It was more just my time was wrong. So I think managing your expectations, we always say that, but I think this is managing your time expectations. Assume you're not going to be able to do as much as you want. I assumed I'd go to a half day here and a half day there and a half day here, and I just purely didn't. I just ran out of steam and let the kids enjoy the parks with my wife. And I and when my son wasn't with me, occasionally he would go with me to wrestling and enjoy that. But I've also done that with work. When we've gone down there for work like you're doing right now, it's you're going to hit up the parks basically before and a little bit during and a little bit after.
Right. Well, and you sort of, I mean, we were even talking about it, like, we don't have all of our dining reservations. We don't have all of our fast passes. It's sort of like, we've made a couple of things because we know we want to do them, but we're sort of going to be a little more like, yeah, we'll just walk in. You feel like, it does feel like it takes a little bit of the pressure off of a Disney trip because we're not trying to go and do everything. We know we're actually almost intentionally going to the parks for our relaxation time and for a little Monday after the event, I'm doing a conference. The conference is spending Thursday at the parks, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the conference. Yeah. Monday, it's just like, hey, meet me in the Mexico Pavilion.
Yeah.
And we're going to chill at Epcot on Monday.
Yeah, I found that I spent a lot more time at the resorts when I was down there for working too. Like I booked a lot of my dining in resorts.
Absolutely.
And not at the parks, because I'm not going to go spend the money to get in the parks, or even with me with the annual pass, I'm not going to go through the hassle of getting in the parks when I can have better food and less stress by eating at some of these restaurants I've never tried before, or some of the ones that I know are great, and I don't have to worry about that. It definitely is a bit of a stress reliever for that. All right.
Yeah, I think this is a good episode. Hopefully, we'd love to hear your tips. If you guys have tips of things that you do, places that you worked, we tried to go around most of the resorts. I think we went Boardwalk, Beach Club. I mean, your first bet's the lobby. The other thing is, if you're at a resort with a balcony, man, working on a balcony is great. A lot of people have that. A lot of people try to work when their kids are asleep, so get up. You know, when my wife was getting her master's degree.
When the kids were asleep.
When our dog was asleep at home.
When you were asleep.
When I was asleep, she would go out on the balcony at Animal Kingdom Lodge or at Beach Club or wherever we were staying and go out and work, have a cup of coffee on the balcony and get her work done then. So, you know, the resorts have a lot of great places. And it doesn't have to be a Debbie Downer that you're there working. You can get your couple hours that you need to get in and then go back to enjoying the, you know, your recess is on the Space Mountain.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It's a great way to enjoy your vacation time and to always enjoy your times at the parks. And I'm looking up right now. And when I get to go next, and I don't quite know yet, and that's a little bit of a bummer, but I hope to make it there in the next. I know my wife said we're probably not going to go until the fall just because of the heat. I told her I got to get to Avatar, so hopefully I'll be there sooner than later and give you my thoughts on all of that goes on. But I want to thank all you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week, so don't worry, but Terry will be gone. So this will be like a weird, like I said, like I feel like I'm the one who's shunned. He goes to the beach for a week, you go to Disney. And I'm sitting here. I went to Chattanooga, going to see Train. Great. Totally the same.
Yeah.
Drops of Jupiter. Totally the same is going on. Flight of the Banshee or whatever it's called. What is it called? It's not Flight of the Banshee. They refer to it as that, weirdly, in a lot of the stuff. But it's called, like, Flight of Passage. Is that right?
That sounds...
Yeah. Let's go with that. All right, Terry.
One thing you can guarantee on the show is that we're going to botch the names of attractions. Yes. Or at least I am.
All right, we'll be back with some more listener questions with Lynn next week. But first, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone also who joins our Patreon group. We just got done recording with them live. And I'm recording, talking to them live, and having a fun conversation. The shows are a little bit more loose and sometimes a little bit more fun. If you like just hearing us talk and not just get all information, it's a really good way to connect with us and really support the show. Right now, enough people are on there to kind of fill one of our ad spots. That's why we talk about it here.
Yeah,
we
appreciate it. It gives us a chance to talk about things outside of the parks in the Disney World. We talked about movies that we've gone to see and other things that we're doing.
And
we talked a lot about Pirates on the live show with them. You know what I love about the live show is that it gives us a chance to interact with listeners like in real time. And so I know that was a favorite when the old guys had the show, and it's been fun to bring it back in a different way.
In a way that supports this show. It's a way that you guys can help us continue to go and continue to grow, which is important for this show to continue on after however many years, 12 years the show's been on the air, and about 2 years we've been running this year and a half. We really appreciate all of the love and support we get from each and every one of you. And also, if you subscribe, you immediately get access to the shows we've already done. We've already done about 12 of these episodes. You can go back and listen to those. Again, that's at patreon.com/WDW today. You can do that again, patreon.com/WDW today, 2 tiers. And we appreciate it. Hope to see you guys. Some of you guys even on the cruise. I know some of you guys have booked That's at podcruise.com. You've heard us talk about that enough. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Seculo.
And I'm not Will Haynes.
No, you're...
Terry Weaver.
That's right. Enjoy your trip, Terry. We'll see you on the next show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.